An energy company drilling a well in Norman has changed how it's getting water. Finley Resources is putting in a well on Franklin Road. At first, the company ran a line directly to a fire hydrant. That led the city to raise the prices it charges high-volume commercial users. The more water someone uses, the more it costs per 1,000 gallons. As Finley moves into the completion phase, it has also run a line into nearby Little River Creek. The Oklahoma Water Resources Board confirmed that Finley has a permit to purchase 4.2 million gallons from a landowner. Norman City Council member Tom Kovach said the city is reviewing its rules for oil and gas activity in the city based on concerns from residents. Aubrey McClendon is continuing his buying spree. Companies affiliated with his American Energy Partners recently announced three purchases of leases totaling $4.25 billion. McClendon is known as the founder and former CEO of Chesapeake Energy. He left the company in April 2013 under pressure from the board. His new companies purchased the right to drill in large swaths of the Marcellus Shale, the Utica Shale, and in the Permian Basin. Analysts said that while McClendon has played in some of these areas before, the strategy is slightly different now. Chesapeake often went in early and purchased land for low prices, but one analyst called the price per acre on one of the new deals staggering. They also said it appeared that McClendon was making some of the same bets he made when he was running Chesapeake. Cattle herds are starting to show signs of growth. After years of shrinking, industry experts said things are leveling off. But Mike Kelsey, head of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, said the continuing drought means it's too early to know for sure what will happen. High domestic and international demand for beef should keep prices high for the next few years. In January, the nation's total cattle herd reached its smallest point since 1951. Ranchers were forced to sell animals as they ran low on water and feed. Industry watchers said they'll know more about how Oklahoma's ranchers are doing when updated numbers come out in July. The state lost 13% of its production over the last 4 years. A crowded race for Congress is heating up. 12 candidates, including 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats, want to represent Oklahoma's 5th congressional district. That's the seat being vacated by James Lankford as he runs for the U.S. Senate. The primary election will be held June 24th. If nobody from either party wins more than 50% of the vote, there will be runoff elections in August. Over the next 2 weeks, the Journal Record will post profiles of 2 candidates each day on our website. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.